Hi, my name is Francis Mateo. I'm an actor, poet. I grew up in the Dominican Republic, the half island, as I like to call it, because it's shared with Haiti. We have such an oral tradition in our culture and in our family. There's always been a problem in the Dominican Republic with the electricity. You have like 12 hours blackouts every single day, probably more sometimes. And one of the things that we did when we were just hanging out in the porch and just telling stories and singing songs from a cappella. I mean, there's many of them, but one that I remember too is my grandmother singing this sones. Sones are these rhythms from this musical genre from Cuba. I mean, they say it's from Cuba, but some people in the Dominican Republic might fight that they say that it was born in the Dominican Republic in Santiago. One of them is 20 años. And the funny thing is that song, 20 years, was, I don't know if you remember the Buena Vista Social Club. They had that song in the CD. ¿Qué te importa que te ame? Si tú no me quieres ya. El amor que ya pasado no se ve recordar. And I always remember my grandmother. ¿Qué te importa que te ame si tú no me quieres ya? And then my grandmother used to be like, oh, I can't sing anymore. I don't have my voice anymore. And I'm like, well, you're singing so well. It's like, oh, I'm old now. So my grandmother used to cry every time she heard that song. And I used to play for her time and again. The lyrics are pretty sad. They're like, ¿qué te importa que te ame si tú no me... What does it matter that I love you if you don't love me anymore? The love that's gone. So, you know, it's just talking about this love that she can't have anymore. I don't know, she felt it really deep. That song always, like, strikes a chord with me as to how beautiful it was written and the melody and how it was sang. So a pick-me-up song for my childhood, that will be You Can Call Me Al, Paul Simon. The thing with that song is just that what I remember, my earliest memory of it is in my living room, and they used to throw these parties. I mean, they were huge parties because my family lived in New York since the 60s, but my immediate family, we never traveled. So in those times, they used to come down to the Dominican Republic, in specific Mao, which is the city where I'm from, and they used to bring all of these new songs from the United States in English. And so my godfather used to play that song, and all of the kids used to line up and just go around dancing. And because we used to watch the videos too, so we danced in that manner. I don't know if you remember Chevy Chase and Paul Simon just going around with a saxophone. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long, where's my wife? No, we didn't understand a single word. We just heard the music. If you heard the singing, it was just like, kind of like a scatting rhythm. But I remember asking my godfather sometimes for songs. I was just like, what are they saying now? And he's like, well, they're saying this. I heard the music, and that was it for me. I never questioned, like, why you can call me Al? I mean, and I didn't even know if he said, you can call me Al at that time. I think it was, ba ba da da da. Even if I'm feeling happy too, and like when I hear it, it's just a great pick-me-up. It's just like, the song is so upbeat and it brings great memories too. Unconscious great memories.